This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, we'll get earnings today from General Motors, and the names in the earnings report may give you a little deja vu. That's because, as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports, car companies like GM are looking back to the future.
Silverado, Impala, Corvette, Camaro. General Motors is rejuvenating older Chevy brand names left and right.
This is the new 2013 Chevy Malibu. You know, this is your typical midsize bread and butter family sedan.
Auto analyst Lawrence Ulrich says there's a good reason why car makers cling to old model names.
Automakers have so much time and so many billions of dollars invested in marketing brands that they would prefer to maintain names. Familiarity really helps with buyers.
All the car companies do this. Ford has had a lot of success with the new Mustang, and Chrysler has resurrected several Dodge brands, including its well-known muscle car, the Charger.
This is my brand new 72 Dodge Charger. Really goes over great with the girls.
Dodge re-released the Charger with a slightly different pitch.
I will be civil to your mother. I will carry your lip balm. And because I do this, I will drive the car I want to drive.
Michelle Krebs is an analyst with Edmunds. She says old model names hold a mystique for younger buyers and a nostalgia for older buyers.
Part of it is they're great names, and naming cars is very challenging. These names have a solid meaning to people, just great heritage that go with them.
Of course, name recognition can go both ways. Edsel, Pinto, those have brand associations too. But even a questionable association isn't always enough to discourage car companies from trying to give names another go. Take the Dodge Dart, which had been mothballed for 36 years.
That was a strange one.
Again, analyst Lawrence Ulrich.
The image of the Dart is, you know, kind of like this doobie-scented like car from the 70s, you know, that you drove around with your high school friends.
The new Dart is based on an Alfa Romeo sports car, and sales have been brisk. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.